Okay, good evening. As we continue in the Sefer Chovos Levavos, learning the Shaar Bitachon, the elements of Emunah and trust in Hashem. So one of the points that the Rabbeinu Bechai makes, the values, and he says, come back to this over and over again, why there's such a value in being a Baal Bitachon, why having Bitachon helps a person, both in Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa. And he points out one of the big values of being a person who has bitachon, he says, "Shepotech belokin mevi oso bitchono ba Hashem lasiach daito minyani olam hazeh." That because a person is more relaxed, they're not so worried about their finances, etc., their health, all the things that go on in this world. Their mind is freer, right, to involve themselves in things that matter more to them. To involved in, he writes about Hashem specifically, right, to spend time involved in, you know, investing myself in the things that I know really, really matter. Right, to spend time with my family, to do chesed, to learn, to come to daven like a mensch, right? All of these things that I think that person knows have value to them. But what happens in life is that we're nervous, we have things going on, I have to get to a meeting, I have this. And it's not just that it doesn't mean the person has to go to work. He's going to say this multiple times. Person needs to still go to work. But there's a difference between, we all know the feeling, right? When you're going to work in a way that, I know what I'm doing, I have things taken care of, I'm not so worried about it, I have to do the things I got to do, but I don't feel particularly stressed out about it. It's just a regular time at work. So that's one, or your health, or children, whatever the stuff that's going on in life, right? Things are relatively quieter. So I feel like this opportunity to kind of like, you know, expand my mind. I have a menuchas hanefesh, a yishuv hadas, and I can do other things, and I can invest in something new, and take on a new project. I can do things because I feel calmer. When I feel stressed out and worried, so I can't do anything. I become like, right? I become so focused on that stressor, it's much harder to do other things. So it says the Rabbeinu Bechai that when a person has this bitachon, it allows them to calm down, so they can still do the things they need to do in life, but it also provides that expansive sense of ability to take care, do the other things in life that we really know really matter to us. And then he points out something interesting. He needs to spend some time on this. He says, not only that, he says, because you might say, he says, there's another person who doesn't have to worry so much about Parnasa. He gives you a magical person, or a person who has a magical talent. And who is a magical person? He calls him the Aman HaKamika. It's basically a chemist. And what can the chemist do? He can turn raw materials into gold and silver. So imagine it's such a thing, right? You had a money printing machine in your house. And you could print money whenever you wanted. So you'd have a certain, right? You'd relax to a certain extent because, right? The thing that we tell our kids we don't have, right? That money tree in the backyard. Imagine you did have a money tree in the backyard. So you'd have a certain ability to relax. So says Rabbeinu Bechai, even if you would have that, you wouldn't be as relaxed and as calm and as much yishuv hadas as a Baal Bitachon. As someone has bitachon in Hashem. And he says, I'm going to give you 10 reasons why having bitachon makes you even in a better situation than that person. So we're just talking about the first one tonight. So he says, the first reason is because this chemist, the guy who's going to turn raw materials into gold and silver, what does he need? He needs raw materials. And he can't find them everywhere, right? There's certain materials he needs to turn them into gold and silver. And if he can't find them, then he's stuck. So he's going to be worried he can't go to different places. Maybe I'll go to that place. They won't have the materials that I need. Right? He still has something he needs to find in order to make it happen. However, a Baal Bitachon, he says, Ribono Shel Olam can do anything that he wants. So if I have Bitachon, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of me. He'll make sure my parnasa gets taken care of, health, etc. Hashem can do that wherever he wants, however he wants, in whatever way he wants. We're going to talk about not just the person can't be reckless, obviously. Right, but assuming a person's doing the normal things, so Kadosh Baruch Hu can take care of you, even if you think you don't have the ingredients that you need necessarily, because Kadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. So that's his first reason why Aleph, a person who's a Baal Bitachon, will have that expanded mind ability to focus on the things in life that really matter. And if you say, well, maybe I'd be a person who has this magical ability to print money. He's even better off than that person because that person needs the ingredients to do so. Whereas the Baal Bitachon person realizes that everything is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that person knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take care of them wherever they are in whatever situation they find themselves.